Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Offside the Football Podcast. Today, we're doing a UCL talk where we discuss the latest Champions League games. I'm today joined by Boris again and Sergio. Boris, how are you doing?
Phenomenal, man. Phenomenal. Happy to be here again. I didn't expect part two of my coming, so a little bit surprised.
Good to hear. And how are you, Sergio?
I'm here. I'm doing not very well, but I'm doing. How are you, Job?
Nice. We'll get to that. Why you're not doing well in a bit. I think we all know, but yeah. So, like I said, we will be talking about the Champions League games, the Borussia Mönchengladbach versus Manchester City game, Real Madrid, Atalanta, as well as Chelsea and Atletico, in a little bit less detail because obviously we've got the head-to-head coming out later this week, I think, with Kieran's opinion as well. So, you know, that'd be interesting. And the other game, Bayern Munich. So, you guys have a preference of on which game we should start on, or do you not care?
I think we start with the Atletico game, just get over and done with. Just a quick overview that we don't speak about it anymore.
Okay, go.
So Atletico Chelsea, 1-0 Chelsea. That's all from me.
You know, to be fair, what I thought was that Simeone went back into his 4-4-2, which he hasn't really played this season that much. Normally plays three at the back. So you can kind of see that it was... Huh?
We played three at the back. We just played with a six-man at the back. And people will be like, oh, yeah, that's a shit way to play. But, well, yes, it is. But 90% of the time, it has worked. It worked against Sevilla. It worked against Barcelona. It worked against Liverpool last year. Obviously, we were just unlucky this time because we had a lot of injuries and players that couldn't play. And it was a great goal, to be fair. I thought it was offside at first, but then I realised it didn't come off Mason Mount. So fair enough to Giroud.
Fair enough to Hermoso as well. Great assist.
Shall I know. But I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's 180 minutes. It's still the second leg. So it is what it is.
Boris, you talked to me about a player called João Félix, and what were your thoughts on his performance that night?
I didn't really see him that much, actually. I actually didn't see him. I heard his name a couple of times, but I didn't saw flashy plays of him. I thought one or two times he tried to take off, but it wasn't really a threat or anything, and it was quickly resolved by Chelsea. So, no, didn't see him too much.
I mean, his bicycle kick into fucking Narnia was great. He's got all this space in the box and he decides to do a bicycle kick when he could have just controlled the ball or won a penalty, but no. Let me just fucking do a bicycle kick because that's very good. I'm so sick. Honestly, João Félix, he's been playing shit since he had Corona, and if he's like that, he can go back to fucking Portugal.
Okay. Well, that doesn't sum up... the feelings after that game, then I don't know what will. To be fair, I think Chelsea did play very well, didn't they? For me, it was a bit disappointing. It's probably the most disappointing game because Atletico, you know, used to be attacking football and then they just went back to the old way. And then, you know, sometimes good, sometimes shit. And today, that night, it was shit, right? I think they didn't even register a shot on target.
No, but you see, Simeone's tactic was good because we conceded a goal of Marcus Llorente not coming back fast enough. And that's why Simeone wanted to be so defending, because he knows that Marcus Llorente won't get back on time. And playing Lamar as left back, he won't get back on time because they attack too much. and that's how we conceded. But apart from that, Chelsea didn't have that many opportunities. That Timo Werner shot, by the way, at a tight angle. So it was just one opportunity and Chelsea took it, which is fair enough. But people were really like fucking taking the piss out of Simeone. But people don't understand football, so their opinions are irrelevant. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
Valencia did play shit. I would admit Chelsea should have won, and they did. So, fair enough.
He had 37% possession. I know you aren't a possession-based side, but Jesus, that was pretty low. Also, a total of 6 shots that game, and chances created 3. So, you know, you had chances, to be fair, and you just didn't score them. You had one big chance. I can't remember what that big chance was, but it says it here. You had one big chance. So I'm just going to have to go along with that. The goal you conceded was kind of unfortunate as well, because it was like a pass back from Hermoso, which wasn't supposed to be a pass back. And then they just landed in the air for Giroud to finish it off very nicely. So, you know, very unfortunate. But there's a second leg to play, which will be exciting, I hope.
Pretty well, Ben.
Boris had his prediction of winning the Champions League be Bayern Munich, who obviously played Lazio and beat them 4-1. Boris, were you surprised?
Not at all. You know, if you're facing such a great opponent like Bayern Munich, you make Serie A look like shit. And Lazio didn't stand a chance from the first whistle to the end whistle. So, no surprise there. The counter goal was a surprise to me. I didn't thought they would lose one, but it's no worries.
Yeah. Now, your thoughts, Sergio? Did you think Lazio had any chance at all?
I mean, it was just poor from Lazio. Like, the goals they conceded were mostly defensive errors, like dumb defensive errors. But I don't think they had a chance anyway. So, cause it's obviously Bayern Munich.
I mean, the first goal was a poor pass back. Just gave me flashbacks of Feyenoord's defense. So, you know, yeah, it was it like 2 minutes in or something and they scored?
7, I think.
Oh, 7, yeah, or 9, whatever it was. But it was really early on in the game. And then, you know, there's like no coming back. And then obviously they had the youngster, Musiala. That's the way you say it. Now, it's going to represent Germany instead of England. He scored as well.
Yep, his goal came from a bad touch from the two defenders that didn't communicate, and then they just played Koeman. It was Koeman. Through. Which is bad, and then they scored an own goal as well. So
Acerbi. Yeah, he scored an own goal. And then not Angel Correa, but the other Correa scored for Lazio. But this Bayern side looks very dangerous. I mean, attackingly, just too good. And defensively, solid. But if Lazio do give away goals like that, then, you know, you're never going to stand a chance, nevertheless, win. So, you know. If you could pick out one player from that game, who was the most surprising or who did very well, Boris?
Oof. I didn't watch the entire game, only the highlights, so I couldn't really answer it. I like the youngin, the 17-year-old Musiala. I'm just gonna repeat what you said. he probably performed okay. I wouldn't dare to say anything more specific.
What about you, Sergio? Did you watch the game at all?
I watched some skill highlights and Nicolas Sula. Just started doing stepovers inside Lazio's box. And to keep in mind, the guy is like 1.95 meters and he's a centre back. He played out right back. And he started fucking making runs inside Lazio's box. So, I got to give it to Nicolas Sula.
Fair enough. I mean, Alaba played very well as well. The 90%. Accurate passes were 90 and his pass success rate was 91%. So he also kept, he didn't keep a clean sheet, love it, but you know, played a solid game as well. And obviously Lewandowski was phenomenal as per usual. If you give him, I take that back. He's pretty much invisible the whole game. He scored one goal.
He got man of the match.
Did you?
Yep.
That's a shame. I didn't think it was that good. Well, I mean, I didn't watch. Did I watch the game? No, I watched the Atleti game, obviously. So, good stuff. Good stuff. Then moving on, we obviously had Real Madrid Atalanta yesterday. What were your thoughts on that, Sergio?
I'll say Real Madrid won 1-0 from a great goal from Ferland Mendy, but that red card in the 17th minute, in my opinion, it's never a red card. The man, yes, you could debate it's the last defender, but the keeper was out, so the keeper could have gone the ball because the touch from Mendy wasn't really that good, even though he touched the ball. And then the other guy hit him. Firstly, secondly, it's probably his first foul in the 17th minute, and it's not a clear goal-scoring opportunity. So I personally don't think that's a red card, because that's just pretty much lost them the chances of going through, because they've lost 1-0 at home against Real Madrid because they had 10 men. And obviously Zapata got injured in the game. So they've just fucked it for Atalanta and now they can't do anything.
So what you're saying are Real Madrid 3 then? Even though they only won one.
No, I didn't say Real Madrid 3. I said refs, just not refs, but as a whole, that red card just allowed Real Madrid to get through to the next round easy.
Okay. What did you think it was a red card, or what are you saying, Boris?
No, I agree with Sergio. I think it was a fortunate event that gave them a big setback, and indeed with the. What was his name again? Zapata. With his injury, they don't stand a chance. So, I get what Sergio's saying, and I add to that.
Obviously, I don't know if you noticed, but during the game, what's his name? Gasperini bought on Ilicic, and then later bought him off again in the second half. So, a bit of the manager wasn't happy that he wasn't doing his job correctly. So that's interesting, a bit of a fight in the changing room going on behind the scenes at Atalanta as well. I mean, obviously Gasperini had a previous fight with Gomez, Alejandro Gomez, who then left for Sevilla. So I mean, it's all but pretty in Bergamo, where it's probably a disappointing season for them. And to come back to the red card incident, I don't know. I don't think it was a red card. I mean, I think every commentator was like, that's a yellow card. And I don't know how the VAR was like, that's not a red card. You know, like, you're there to assist the referee in his decision making. So I think they should have overruled the referee in that instance. Do you guys agree with that? The VAR should have arguably done more than they did.
I mean, did they even check VAR? It's Real Madrid. I mean, I'm not being biased or anything, but like, it happens every year. When are we going to learn?
Yeah, I mean, it's just unfortunate. What were you going to say, Boris?
No, I think they did check the VAR. I saw it in the highlight that the referee had a short talk, but he really stood behind his decision. So he was like, I'm not going to listen to you guys.
Yeah, and obviously, they're both, I think they're not even, the guys in the VAR bus or room or whatever they are in, from different nationalities, and they don't really know the referee that well. So, you know, if you have a close relationship with someone, then it's easier to tell them, hey, you're wrong, than, for example, when you don't know the guy and you don't know how he's going to react, etc. I mean, it's your job, obviously. So, you know, you've got to listen to the VAR, but it's obviously maybe awkwardness. And even in England and in Holland and everywhere else, you know, they refuse to listen, or they listen to the wrong decision. So it's a weird situation with the VAR, in my opinion.
Yes. I mean, apart from that, the game was kind of boring. Just a few yellow cards. Mendy scored. And yeah, it was just, it wasn't a very good Champions League match day as a whole. Like, this week was just a bit boring, I think.
Yeah, I thought last week was definitely better. With Sevilla and Dortmund and Liverpool, Leipzig and the rest.
I mean, to be fair, Real Madrid did dominate. 19 shots, and Atalanta only had two.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, but you're obviously a man down in what, 17 minutes, and then you've got to defend because obviously you don't want to concede at home. And they did. So it's very unfortunate. Definitely not a red card, especially when you look at the keeper's positioning as well. Take that into consideration. Should have definitely been overruled by the VAR, but what can you do about it? It's probably some extra bonuses for the referee and the VAR, eh? From Perez.
You mentioned Liverpool, and you have just come in that Alisson's father just drowned in Brazil. I thought I'd say that because I just saw it that Alisson's dad just drowned.
Yeah.
That's not going to be good for the goalkeeper.
Oh, mate. His mental state is now gone. Like, he was performing very badly, and now his father's passed away, drowning in Brazil in his holiday home. Very unfortunate stuff, obviously, but, you know, I don't want to really talk about that. You know, maybe he was killed, maybe he wasn't, maybe he was just drowning. Maybe he doesn't know how to swim. Who knows? I don't, so I'm not going to talk about it. Moving on then. The last game, which was, you could say, boring as well, was the Gladbach versus City game, which was played in the Puskas Arena, which was also, who played there? I don't know. But yeah, your thoughts on that, Sergio?
It was just what we expected, I guess. The dominant game by Man City, and Borussia tried their best, but you can't really compete against this Man City side.
What are your thoughts, Boris? Did you watch the game at all, or was it just like, I can't be asked?
I actually forgot to watch yesterday, so otherwise I would have seen it. I also think it was domination by Man City, nothing really extraordinary. I think Sterling performed better than I expected. I saw some nice dribbles, but I think most of the two goals were also scored by defending errors. So I don't know. It was deserved because they dominated, but I don't know. I think Man City could have scored more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Bernardo Silva with a goal and an assist, proving vital in that City side. Don't know if De Bruyne was playing. No, he wasn't. But still, a very comfortable win for Manchester City. And I don't know. It didn't really seem like Borussia Mönchengladbach had any say in this game, only creating two chances compared to the nine that City created, obviously, and a pass success rate of 84. So, you know, there was little passes weren't getting to the players. But yeah, I mean, what did you expect? Manchester City are just on a run of form. I think they broke some record, which I don't have right here. But yeah, so it was good stuff from Manchester City, as expected. A bit like what Bayern Munich against Lazio, just expect them to win. Whereas with the Atleti-Chelsea game and the Atalanta...
No, we don't talk about that game. We don't talk about that game.
Yeah, we don't. Well then, I wanted to talk about the Europa League as well, which is this evening.
And yesterday.
Yeah. Do you want to touch upon Spurs?
No. Before that, do that. Did you see Messi's goal?
Oh, yeah, they played Elche. One assist, by the way. One assist.
No, the other
Frankie de Jong. Boris, you're a big Frankie de Jong fan.
Yeah, big. Thank you if you're a lovely bro. I think it was a good assist. He probably could have scored himself, but it was smart to play it back to Messi. No, I already saw it. I liked Messi a lot in the game. I think he played really well and showed that he's still capable of some nice dribbling. I personally thought he was a bit too old for it, but no, I was pleasantly surprised. It was Lecce, so...
Elche.
Lecce.
Lecce is just milk.
Yeah.
No, Lecce is a Calcio B team now.
No, no, but Lecce in Spanish is milk.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing milk. Lovely stuff, yep. Boris. Carry on.
When my English is finally doing some better, my Spanish will go blur. I didn't watch the full game, but the highlights were pleasant, and I enjoyed watching Messi dribble past defenders and just dominating the box of Elche.
Yeah, very nice. Also, before the Europa League, did you see Alexander Isak got a hat trick?
When? He's playing tomorrow? Today?
He got it on the weekend, I guess.
No, I didn't see. I swear he is now with some strikers.
Yeah, big up, well done.
Okay,
Yeah, he's got a hat trick against Alaves. It was 4-0.
Is that it?
And Barcelona's interested in him now. That's what I really say.
Nice.
Europa League, Tottenham Hotspur. Yup, you tell us about it because you haven't really talked.
Oh, mate, fucking hell. They finally beat the team that Feyenoord couldn't beat, Wolfsberger, ISA. It's honestly amazing that they're now fucked off. Not salty at all that we should have beaten them, and they got 4 penalties in the game against us, which weren't penalties. But hey, we move. We're performing shit anyways. We're not even Europa League worthy. Fair play to Dele Alli and Vinicius. Obviously, Vinicius got 2 goals in this game. Didn't watch the highlights. Not very interested in either teams. But yeah, good overall game, and then Spurs make it through.
Did you see Dele Alli's bicycle kick?
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
And Gareth Bale's goal as well. First time finish. It was good.
It's not very difficult against this team, but hey, who am I to say that, because we lost twice.
Yeah, I was going to say him.
Yeah, still in pain. Still in big pain. Moving on then. We got obviously the biggest game tonight, which is Manchester United, Real Sociedad. Obviously, Man United have a 4-0 advantage. Do you think they can pull it back, Big Boris?
I like how you address me there, Job. I like. Shall we keep that in the podcast?
Yeah, we'll keep that in. Yeah.
Or just BB. No, I think it's over. Did they play the first match at home or?
No,
it was
away.
It was at
Juventus Stadium.
Juventus.
You see, that's dumb.
What?
No, don't worry about it. Carry on.
No, I think Manchester United is playing pretty good. I don't think they will lose. I think if something super spectacular may happen at Real Sociedad, maybe, but the chances are very slight.
Very, very tiny that they will go through. Sergio, obviously, you're a Spanish guy. You follow La Liga. You know Real Sociedad in and out. So what were your thoughts on the game? Did you expect this kind of defeat, or were you disappointed at all?
No, but I think Manchester United might be too cocky. Real Sociedad, they're not going to win. But they're coming off a 4-0 win. Yeah. Firstly. Secondly. You know what's kind of bullshit? The fact that Spanish teams have to play a neutral venue, but it still counts as away goals. I think that's bullshit. But yeah, I don't think Real Sociedad has it to win. But obviously, that's another big game tonight. Ajax against Lille. Any thoughts?
Boris, obviously, big Ajax fan. Go on, take the stage here. Come on now.
Lyon, that's without Memphis, right? Memphis plays at Lyon.
Yeah. Otherwise,
Memphis plays out.
Otherwise, yeah. Ajax definitely would have won. But now I think it's a 70-30% chance.
Lyon will beat Ajax or the other way around?
That Lyon will get beaten by Ajax. No, I think, to be honest, I didn't watch Lille this season, so I really can't say anything smart about them. Ajax isn't playing too well, in my opinion. I don't follow them too much either, but what I saw of them was pretty bad since they sold Frankie, De Ligt, and Ziyech. I think they just have to wait for new talents, and they don't have those at the moment, so I think Lille will win it.
Really? You think Lille is going to beat Ajax and they're going to go through? I mean, obviously they were very lucky that Robbery scored the 2-0, was it? So they've 2-1. It was 2-1 in the end. They obviously went 1-0 up. So Lille's got to score two goals to go through or to get even extra time. So
okay, I didn't know that. But okay. Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm going to big up the Dutch league here. Come on now. Like, you know, this top of the Dutch league just beats the top of the French league. You know, who's PSG anyways? So technically, we can just beat PSG now as well. You know, if you look at...
You're saying that finally, Ajax is the best team in Holland?
Historically, yes. Carry us as well. And they carry us in Europe as well.
Damn, Jop, how does it feel to have your nuts squeezed like that?
Repeat that.
Basically, I'm touching your buttocks.
You're squeezing
them. No, I don't think people say in English. You say in Spanish as well. You say in Dutch and you say in Spanish. You didn't say in English.
Whatever. I mean, the Dutch league has potential, you know. And as soon as we get carried by Ajax, so no, I'm ready for Ajax now.
But. Who was the last Dutch team to win a European trophy?
Yeah, exactly. That's a little quiz question for you guys. Was it A, Ajax? Was it B, PSV? Or was it C, Feyenoord? Not giving away anything yet.
PSV.
Really? Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer. Can I use my helpline? My advice line?
You want to call a friend?
I want to call a friend.
Sadly, you have none. So moving on. Arsenal face Benfica. That was a 1-1 draw. Do you think they're going to take it home, Sergio? Or do you think they're going to flop?
Oh, no. I reckon Arsenal's good.
What were you?
I think they're just going to have an easy win. Because they're playing at the Emirates. Healing God stands for them. But yeah.
Good. Obviously, I predicted a 5-0 victory for Salzburg. In the end, it was 2-0 to Villarreal. So, hey, don't take this podcast serious. We're just vibing. Actually,
That's not true. That's not true. We're giving financial advice here. For everybody who plays Toto or one of
them. Yeah. Bet365. You know, don't vote on the games I'm voting on. Because you'll lose money.
what about Olympiacos and PSV?
Yeah, PSV are just so shit. Like, I just don't rate them at all. Like,
they're higher than final in the league.
Hey, sure.
I love you.
Bro, you're about to bottle it. If you bottle it, I'll lose. My bet. But AC Milan drew to FK Gavrinia Zivada. I butchered that. But yeah, I think that's Red Star Belgrade. I could be wrong. But yeah, they haven't lost in 12 matches. Skrivina Zvada. Your thoughts, Boris, on Skrivada?
I don't know them.
You don't know them. Okay.
Is Red Star Belgrade? Yep. So it's just Red Star Belgrade.
Oh,
I know what you're saying there about that.
Says it here.
I don't know if you're Serbian.
Skrivana Zvada. But anyways, they drew 2-2. We expect AC Milan to win, right? Oh. They did score two away goals. They did score two away goals, which are big. Big two away goals. But there's still a draw. So if they only score one and AC Milan don't score, they still go through. That was a bit surprising.
Yes. Anyways, that's pretty much all the games we got. We got Napoli against Granada. We're Granada 1-2-0 at home. So Napoli have to try get it back. Do you think they're going to be able to win, Boris?
I don't know. I actually like Napoli a lot, but more the city than the soccer team. No,
you like the city Naples.
Yeah. I watched a show about it. It was about mafia, but
yeah, Boris likes the mafia.
No, it was Gomorrah, and it explains how the it really explains the connections to soccer, but
football. Or are you American?
football. But you really see the city is dominated by mafia, and I think that was a while ago with the greatest player alive. I forgot his name.
He's dead now.
Yeah,
he's not the greatest player.
Maradona.
Yeah, well done. Woo! Go Boris. the show, yeah.
I think I will leave the podcast a little bit early. We had a good one. thanks for all the D's, the follows, the subs.
Okay. Let's leave Boris with Maradona being still alive. That one that I want to talk about before we end was Leverkusen versus Young Boys. That was an interesting game. They obviously Young Boys actually beat them 4-3. Do you think they go through, Sergio?
Yeah, I think they only have to score one goal. So I reckon Bayern Leverkusen is going to touch Young Boys.
Really? It's turned into this now. Okay, we thought Maradona was alive and now he's dead and now we're touching boys. We are not touching boys. But yeah, for the rest, they're all just boring games. Oh, and Roma. But Roma will likely go through as well. That was it from us today. Do you want to say something, Sergio, before we end the show? Maybe they should listen to something we have already released. And also, before I do give you the note, sorry for the recent uploads. We only uploaded once this week. But yeah, go fuck yourself anyways.
Make sure you check out all the other episodes. It's obviously a Chelsea Atleti special. So you can hear me and Kieran's thoughts. Obviously, Kieran is in here today. He'll be back for another Atleti Chelsea special. Make sure you drop us a follow on Instagram, Offside Football Podcast. Make sure you check our editor, Jakob, very talented guy. We'll be on our Instagram and then on YouTube, JMXS Beats. He does lo-fi beats that anyone can listen to. Very good for studying or freestyling, whatever you're into. And, yeah, that's all for me. Thank you very much for listening.
Maybe we get Boris to freestyle on his beat one day. Boris, in the end, you want to say something before it cuts us off?
Okay. Who do you think will go through? Atletico or Chelsea?
Atletico.
Or Saturday.
Okay.
Now, I love you all, guys, and have a great evening.
Thank you very much for listening. Whatever you're listening on, whenever you're listening. Goodbye.
I love you all.